Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Jones back on the show. Terry's become a great member of our brain trust over the years. The founder, folks, he's the founder of Travelocity.com. Yes, that company. He's also the founder of Kayak.com. That, exactly. He's the author of Disruption Off. And the technological disruption coming for your company and what to do about it. Terry, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, Terry, one of the things that I've been trying to help people get over is what I call the inconvenient and the inevitable. The inconvenient is the fact that what's happened this year has created unprecedented levels of inconvenience and as they are inconvenient, we have a right to be ticked off about it, and be angry, and be mad, and maybe even throw a little fit maybe or something like that. But then I've said, okay, once you get that out of your system, then let's deal with the long haul, which is what I call the inevitable, and that is the fact that whatever you're doing today. Most of whatever you're doing today that's a much more intense than it was, say, a year ago, it was something that was already coming at you from the future. So instead of happening next year, it happened this year. Instead of happening in 2025, it's going to happen in 2021. It's inevitable. Get over it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Every business is saying that, you know, whatever transformation was coming from them, but was pulled ahead by 5 years. And that's true. You know, e-commerce is up 50%, and most people aren't going back. You know, food delivery is up 35%. It's not going back.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for American Airlines for 18 years, and when I was running IT there, we had video conferencing between a couple of our offices. And we all said, gosh, if that ever goes big, that's going to be tough for the airlines. Well, how many 100 million people are on a video conference this morning,
right,
you know, around
mm-hmm.
the world?
Right.
And you know, in some of the companies I'm on the board of, we're saving a million a quarter in travel.
Right.
Well, that's good. You know, it's going to bounce back, but never the same way as you and
but
I were
is,
talking
it,
off air.
It is rippling through the economy, though, in the way it is disrupting industries that had invested
oh, yeah.
and had established infrastructure to meet the demand. I mean, they weren't forcing people on planes and in rental cars and in hotels, but people were demanding
no.
it. Heck, you made a living responding to that.
I did well.
You changed the industry almost single-handedly. But it's that's the unfortunate part, isn't it? That's the inconvenient part, isn't it?
Right, but then the inevitable part is, look, you know, I don't want to have a historical marker about my business. You
right.
know, I want to have an advertisement for my business right,
right
now. And
right.
and that's what Disruption Off is about. It's what do I do? I mean, look at telemedicine. You know, telemedicine
yep.
visits are off the chart, up over 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
most of the people are saying, hey, that works for me in many, many times. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
great. Let's continue to do that. And, you know, we don't go back. After 9/11, I was involved with the government in setting up the TSA for better or for worse and many of the security protocols that go on now. Well, we haven't, thank God, had another event like that, but we haven't taken away the TSA.
Right.
You know, you go to a big building in New York, you still have to show
That's
your driver's
right.
license to get in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go backwards. So many of the things, the contactless shopping that we've put in place, the deliveries that we're doing, shopping online, we're not going to go backwards. We don't do that. So we've been through the sprint, and now we're in the marathon because, you know, this is going to continue. Unfortunately, COVID right now is getting worse, and looks like it will through the winter. Hopefully, to God, we'll have a vaccine. But people are saying, what's work from home phase two?
Mm-hmm.
And now I believe these changes are inevitable. so I have to change along with them.
Well, that's because you said something in April. I started telling my audience, okay, folks, when I talked about the inevitable and the inconvenient, okay, you know, now that you're over your little pity party, you got to ask yourself this question with regard to everything else that you're facing. Am I going to be in business next January 1st? If the answer is yes, then you got to do whatever you got to do. Last thoughts.
Oh, exactly. You got to change. Look, you know, Tesla wasn't allowed to sell in 19 states because they sell direct, right? They don't have dealers.
Yeah.
And guess what? All the car dealers that fought that, many of them, are now going to their state legislature and say, hey, we want to be online. We want to be
right.
online.
Exactly.
Before they were saying no.
Right. Hold on to that thought.
We got
to
do it.
Terry Jones is going to be back with us, folks, after the break. He's the founder of Travelocity and the founding chairman of Kayak.com, author of Disruption Off. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.